Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soleri Report. I'm sitting in the fabulous Romantic Hotel in Zurich, Switzerland, and I'm joined by a very lovely new friend, Astrid Netzler. I'm going to say it wrong. Astrid Netzler.
Astrid Netzler, yes, that's perfectly right.
Okay. And I have to, before we begin, I just have to tell everyone how I met you. I was sitting in Sofia with your husband in a table of wonderful people. We were there to see the opera at the Wagner's Ring series. And someone said something about wives and husbands being unhappy. And your husband exploded in irritation and talked about his passionate love for his wife and how his marriage was the best thing that ever happened to him. And I said, oh, I have to meet this woman.
That would have been exactly the same thing that I would have said about my husband.
Well, I know. I've seen you together, and this is a love affair. So, we're here today because you had a very successful career in business, and then you became a healthcare practitioner, but you practice an art, which I found absolutely fascinating. I want to know a lot more about it, but I want to make sure that our audience knows about it immediately. And so, first of all, let me say thank you for joining me.
And, thank you.
And first, before we begin, I want you to talk a little bit about yourself. Obviously, we're in Switzerland, but you're originally from one of my favorite cities in the world, Vienna,
yes,
in Austria. And tell us a little bit about you and how you came to be a healthcare practitioner. And then I want you to introduce Korean hand therapy, which is what we're here to discuss today.
Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you, Catherine, to have this interview with me about after my husband, my second great love affair, the Korean hand therapy. And it is quite a, well, it's not a complicated story, but the story how Korean hand therapy came along my way and to get health practitioner dates back only like some 15 years, but started, in fact, already in my beginning 20s, mm-hmm, because I was a very ambitious young lady in international raw material and trading business. And I was so ambitious that I felt very quickly that I had to do something for my health, mm-hmm, to keep up with the requirements of a stressful business life and all the things connected to doing career in international business. But there have been many things I loved about the business, because I met people from all over the world, from different cultures, uh-huh, with different social background. And I think it to have an understanding for people and to read a bit between the lines and to try also to catch not only what they say, but what the meaning in between the lines is, was to a certain extent a kind of secret of my business career. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, it condensed through the years that the interest in people and how they are and why they are like they are, mm-hmm, and what to do to make them feel better is more important to me than all the great materialistic things that I could achieve by working hard. And also the, I call it the side effects of a very busy life. So I knew how to get ill and I knew how to get healthy again.
Right.
And when I met my husband in my late 30s, I had already done weekend classes in traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. At that time with the main focus to help myself, but perspective to make that profession one day, but I right, did not know whether it could happen and when it will happen.
Yeah, your business took you to Asia, which introduced you to Tai Chi and to Chinese medicine and many of the other things that you either use personally now or do as a profession.
Yes, that's the fact. It was many countries that I had contact with. I have not been visiting all of them, but I was always a person who likes reading a lot and listening a lot. So I started doing Tai Chi in my early 20s, and then one thing came to the other, and I did Qigong, and then I started with this education for Chinese medicine. Yes.
So you it's interesting if you look at all the certifications you've done, because you moved from Austria to Germany and then Germany to Switzerland. Mm-hmm. You've had an extraordinary education.
Yes.
And you get to do it in more than one language. Okay, so now tell us how you came to discover. So you're working as a health practitioner. You're doing homeopathy. Tell us how you discovered Korean hand therapy.
Once I came to Switzerland, I did like 4 years training in homeopathy. But I very soon started to miss the manual work of the Chinese medicine because I was doing Tui Nan Mo, that's the Chinese massage. And at that time in Germany, I did acupuncture too. So missing this physical aspect to feel people and not only to connect with them on intellectual level, what you are mainly doing in homeopathy, led me to the feet reflexology.
Right.
And I fell in love with feet reflexology, but I found at that institute a class for Korean hand therapy. And hands are something very special, and was it always to me. And I love people like Rodin doing sculptures of hands. And I had very touching moments when I worked as a volunteer in a geriatric hospital. And to see that there is a kind of therapy treating hands was like matching very much with this interest in hands. And I did this class for a Korean hand massage. And I immediately knew that's the right thing, because it combined the reflexology level that I knew from the feet reflexology, and it combined it with the traditional Chinese medicine, with all the meridians, acupuncture points, with all the holistic system of microcosmos, macrocosmos, with the whole body working in a system of the Chinese five elements, with all the possibilities to connect organs to emotions, to seasons, to tastes, to whatever you find in nature.
Right.
So you, for me, it was just, wow, here it is. Here it is what I was looking for, to take care for the health of my clients. Because by that time, I already worked in my own practice close to Zurich. And it was something that I immediately felt there is potential to give people the possibility to treat themselves.
Right. So one of the reasons I'm so fascinated by this is I love foot reflexology. But, you know, reaching your foot and doing a good job on yourself with your feet, it's a real challenge. Where hands are so accessible. It makes so much sense.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll talk about it in a bit, but when you look at the materials, if you look at the, your sort of the Korean hand therapy Bible that you showed me this morning as we were having coffee, you know, this is very complex. This is not a simple thing. It's a very complex, serious science. And so you said there are 14 meridians in the hand and then hundreds of points.
Right, you are.
Right. So this is pretty... But it's so accessible and it's so easy for a practitioner to reach a hand or a person to do their own hand. And so, you know, I travel a lot. This is something you can do right there.
Yes, yes, you can do it everywhere. And you do not have to have a special situation for treating people. You can do it when you are going, you go for a swim and someone is...
Has a cramp. Right.
And you can do it.
Right.
Or
there.
You're going somewhere and you eat something you do not, your stomach doesn't like.
Right.
And you can do it. Or
right
you are flying around the whole globe and your digestion doesn't work as you like it to work. And you can do it.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the ladies' room or take your shoes off. You can just do it right there. So let's, I want to talk a little bit about, you were just in South Korea and I want to talk about that, but first let's dive in and just walk us through the different elements of Korean hand therapy. What is it? What are the key different areas? And then tell us a few stories about what you've experienced with it.
Mm-hmm. That's really a great pleasure to do it because the first level is the reflexology level. Mm-hmm. Which means that you're sitting now and listening to this interview and you can have a look on your hands. And when you're looking on the palm side of your hand, you have the front side of the body. When you look at the back side of your hand, you have the back side of your body.
Okay.
And you got, when you're looking on the back side of your body, you have all your spine. You have your neck, you have the back of your head, you have the two arms represented by the ring finger and the digital finger,
uh-huh.
and you have your two legs represented in the thumb and the uh-huh. little finger, and you have it on both hands.
Right.
And you have access to all your inner organs on the palm of your hands,
right.
on the inside. So you can treat in your hands on this level very easily everyday pain and little things which make you feel uncomfortable, as easy as taking a stick or a pen and to know where the area you want to treat is, you can easily find yourself the point which is reacting with most pain.
Right.
When you press on it, and you just stay with this pressure on the point, move a little bit the body part that hurts. Well, I'm now within the musculoskeleton system. And you will feel immediately that your neck pain is going, that your knee pain is going, that your hip pain is going.
Right.
So that's for the problems with doing movement,
uh-huh.
and for the joints, for the bones, for
right.
the muscles. And on the other side, you can also treat things like you feel... that you got a cold or you feel that you have talked too much,
mm-hmm.
and you can immediately press the area for the nose, or you can go into the area for the lungs. You can treat your voice.
Right.
And of course also stomach, digestive system, and lack of energy.
Right.
And fatigue.
That was what was so interesting when you explained to me you can not only treat, but you can increase energy in the body.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And that brings me to the second level of treatment, which is actually, especially now that we are talking on a wonderful October day,
uh-huh.
it's sunny outside, but it's starting that the winter season comes and people need more energy. And
right.
Chinese medicine and Korean hand therapy too. They have a wonderful plant they use. It's mugwort.
Uh-huh.
The Latin name is Artemisia vulgaris. And it's a plant which is dried, and they make little cones of it. Yeah. And you put the little cones in the Chinese medicine on the body points, and in Korean hand therapy, you can do it on your own, on the palm of the hand, and you are putting little cones that you light. And they are burning down, and they are bringing warmth not only into your hand, but through the acupuncture points and the meridians
into all the parts
of the body.
Right.
And to bring warmth into the body means, or into specific meridians and areas, the warmth is moving the energy. It is releasing blocks, energy blocks that you have. And when you release these blocks, all the energy in the rest of the body can flow better than before.
Right.
So this means to have this warmth, this energy, which moves everything, leads to a better blood flow in your body, a better blood flow, of course, also in your brain.
Right.
And there are neurological studies from Japan clearly stating that it is very helpful for all kind of after-stroke treatments, or also dementia. What you can imagine to go on in your brain,
right?
It is supportive.
Because the body can really heal itself if it gets the oxygen and the blood and the circulation and all the different things. If the body can get what it's need, it can do the work itself, but it needs that help.
Yeah. Of course, it needs also healthy nutrition and a little bit of movement and as good as possible lifestyle. but even when you're under great pressure and you have very little time, you still have time to do the Korean hand therapy.
And you can do it anywhere. I mean, when you're in the middle seat in the plane, you can do it.
and you can do it before there is a conference, before there is some negotiations, and you feel excited. You can just go and put little metal pellets.
You have to tell the story of the young boy who learned how to do this.
Oh, I was so impressed by that. It was in November 2016 that I gave my first workshop for Korean hand massage. And it was a lady there who is working in the school, and especially with children who have behavior problems. And she told me when we met, guess what? There is this boy which has
ADHD,
and he tends to have very aggressive moments. And she showed to him the hand massage, and you won't believe, he went from aggressive and nervous to quite calm. And whenever he started to get such a
intensity
in and aggression, she just showed him the points on the hand, and he touched his hand himself and made a little massage or just.
So she trained him how to manage his own anxiety.
Yes. And then he went back to calm, and it was such a relief, not only for the boy, but also for the whole class, for the social environment. It's such a gift to give someone who gets into such a temper a simple mean to get calm again.
Well, it's interesting. Even though you have your own practice, you told me what you love doing is teaching mothers, because then they can use it for the whole family, or teachers, because then they can use it for the whole class. Yes. So this is something that if I learn it, I can use it for all my family and friends.
Yes.
And myself.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a very mobile, flexible therapy.
It is. And Dr. Yu only developed it since 1971, but so it's a very modern thing.
Right. So let's go back, because Chinese medicine is thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told you this morning when I was in Hong Kong last year, it was so exciting because I toured the Chinese university where I'd studied when I was in college. And the Chinese medicine school is just flourishing. Mm-hmm. And I was with the vice chairman, who's a doctor, who's a very trained Western surgeon, but, you know, understands the Chinese medicine. And one of the reasons it's blossoming is it's so economic. It's so much more economic. Anyway, so it's very exciting to be in Asia and watch this blossom. And I know you were just in South Korea, so I want you to describe that. But take us back to the founder of this therapy, how he discovered it and how it's kind of grown and blossomed, and then the conference.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Taewoo Yu was a very energetic and very interested doctor for acupuncture in Seoul. And he always was looking for a method to make acupuncture more efficient and more practical, and not to work on the whole body, but on a smaller area. Mm-hmm. And the ear is not so useful for this right. kind of depth of treatment that he wanted. So it was just this genius moment when one day, and that was in 71, he had a terrible headache in the back of his head. And just by chance, he pressed on the area mm-hmm. on his middle finger.
So it's the meridian point.
It's the reflex area for the back of the head.
Right.
And he pressed it, and he noticed the pain is going. And he said he said to himself, "Well, of course, why didn't I think of it?" And during years and years of intense studies, also studies in clinical surrounding and in mm-hmm. his practice, he found that all the meridian system, you mentioned it.
In the foot, yeah.
Meridian system you cannot find in the foot.
Okay.
Only on the whole body or on the hand.
Wow.
With all these more than 300 acupuncture points uh-huh. and 14 meridians and a lot of extras, and it's really I am so thankful that that there is always people who put all their heart into developing a system which is actually not existing as such until the time they have the idea about it. So, but it was not starting from zero, because he put all the Chinese medical system uh-huh. As regards the cycle of the five elements, I mentioned it before, and all the thoughts about what organs are related to what functions in the body, not limited to the physical side, but also into the emotional, the mental aspects. So he did a wonderful job, and there is the main institute in Seoul, and there is other institutes in Korea and all over the world, North America, Canada, but also since many years spreading to in Europe.
Right.
But it's not as known as it should be.
this keeps happening to me. It's happened to me a lot on this trip and the last trip in Europe, where, you know, I pride myself on trying to really understand what is available and what's going on. And when you and I first met, I thought, how do I not know about this?
Mm-hmm.
It's so, for someone with my life and lifestyle, it's so... I think it's so valuable to know.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, and that was one of the wonderful things when I attended the Congress that was organized by the Korean and the Japanese societies for the Korean hand therapy together. And during this Congress, I didn't only have the chance to meet all the professional therapists, But on one day of the Congress, there were also the lay person.
So you were just
it was end August, beginning September this year. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful to see all these lay persons who attended the Congress to learn more about what they are doing every day. And you could see that they are using the method every day because they had these little pellets and magnets on their fingers, on their hand. And you could say,
you showed me, you have all these gizmos that you can use and just carry around with you. They're very light.
Yes, yes. It's like little massage rolls and finger massage rings. And also, of course, this with little metal pellets and aluminium pellets or all these kind of things. And the attendants of this Congress, they showed it because they are using it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And out there on the street, in the market, you can find in Seoul booths where they are just selling for everybody, these tools that you can need for treating yourself.
Right. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
So it's blossoming.
It is blossoming. It is blossoming. Let's put it that way. Not all the medical doctors have a good feeling about it when people are treating themselves.
Right.
But that's the same thing all over the world. But we have to see that the insurance systems are different ones all over the world.
Right.
So where it is too expensive for families to have health insurance, or where they just cannot afford to cover alternative methods.
Right.
The first way is to treat themselves. And we do have this tradition in Europe and in all parts
That's what I saw in China, was that they were trying to get healthcare to everybody.
Yeah.
And the economics were such that Chinese medicine just filled so many gaps and solved so many problems. And it can't hurt. So if there's nothing, you know, then let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's working.
Yes.
So anyway, okay, well, next steps. So I'm listening to this and I really want to learn more. How do I become knowledgeable? How do I learn? What do I do?
The best thing is that that you go, as people mainly do nowadays, to the internet.
Search. Do a search. And
do
find
a search, yes.
Find where's the institute or practitioner who's giving workshops where you are.
Yeah. I know about Canada and in America, California, where people who have been first students of Dr. Yu, like Dan Lobash, he was a pioneer to bring it to America, the method of Korean hand therapy. So what you can do, you look up Korean hand therapy, or you look up Koryo Soji Jim, or Seokeum.
We're going to spell that. It's Soojichin.
Exactly.
Or Seokeum.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just do that one more time. Soojichin or Seokeum or Korean hand therapy.
Yes. And you will find it mainly with therapists doing Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they can give you good instructions on how to do it.
So one way is to find a practitioner of Chinese medicine and then ask them if they're familiar with Korean hand therapy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's the way to do
it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to just tell us some more stories of different people who have applied it. Well, a couple things, because I'm very interested in children.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what you said was children enjoy learning about this, and they can do it to themselves.
Yes.
You know, they can, you know, it makes them feel powerful. But the other thing you said was when you're dealing with geriatric patients.
Yeah.
Their hands are so easily accessible if they're bedridden.
Yes.
You know, it's really, I know I have one of our team members has traditionally gotten migraines. I can't wait to tell her about this.
Oh, yeah. Migraines is a wonderful thing to treat with the Korean hand therapy.
Right.
There is the level of self-treatment where you can cut
you
it.
You can be lying down with your eyes closed and do it.
Yes. and then migraine is sometimes a very, very complex thing for long years, and people are suffering so much from it. Well, actually, it can be dangerous for your job.
Right.
When you are knocked out for like every month, 2-3 days,
right.
It's that can be dangerous for your whole existence.
Right.
As regards financial and, but it's got other aspects to migraine. And there it's good to see a practitioner,
right.
Which can say, okay, it's the wood element connected to liver gallbladder, the energy has changed direction and is going up to your head instead of spreading the energy through the whole body, or even in a further stage affecting your heart energy, and you're getting depression from all this headache and migraine. So it's
interesting, because talking with you, looking at the I would call it the Korean hand therapy Bible, this is a highly complex system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not simple. And so if you have a problem like a stroke or a headache problem, it takes some serious figuring out what to do and how to apply it and what's going to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But once you've talked to the patient or to the person suffering, you don't even have it in your practice. Of course, it's advisable, because when I see a person in my practice, I get a more complex impression of the person,
right.
Than just to talk to the person via Skype or Zoom.
But you will help somebody by Skype. So occasionally.
I could do that.
Right.
Well, not in all cases, of course, because that would not be professional to say I can help everybody just by having a Skype conversation.
Right.
But I can do that for sure in a lot of cases.
Right.
Because I can figure out where the problem is, and I can show the points the person should press.
Right.
And I can give the recommendations for how to use the mugwort cones, the moxibustion,
right.
To break some blockages.
Right.
That's what I can do.
Now, I have to just bring up, this is almost an aside, but I was so struck with it. I was just down at a conference with a group of scientists, mostly physicists in Italy, and they were talking about astrobiology.
Mm.
And I have this extraordinary need to collect up a group of astrologers, these scientists who know astrobiology, and people who really understand Chinese medicine and the meridian system and the body and how they relate to the planets. Mm-hmm. And we get in a room and we really create sort of an integrated picture that people can use to help understand, you know, the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I was impressed that you were familiar with astrobiology, because I just discovered it last weekend.
Well, I'm for sure not an expert on
right.
that, but it's wonderful that you mention it, because in Seoul, Dr. Yu presented some of the studies that he's right now doing.
Mm-hmm.
using this relation between the planets and the structures in the body. For
right.
therapeutic,
it's fascinating
interventions. Yes, it is.
It is. Well, I can't tell you how grateful I am for you to be willing to do this interview. And you know, normally I don't do this until I've tried it myself. You know, I'm Madame Curie. I try everything before I put it on the Celery Report. But you know, I love foot reflexology. But this, for me, if I can learn it, is so much more practical. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I can do it anywhere, any place. So I'm very grateful, and I just think this is going to be a wonderful thing to introduce to the Soleri audience. Before we close, is there anything else you would like to add, or how do we keep up with you? You have a website.
I have a website. Yes.
How do we find your website?
Well, the name of my website is Asna-Sana, which is abbreviation for Astrid Natzler, Asna.
Uh-huh.
And then Sana.
Okay.
Yeah. Or just check my name, Astrid Natzler. So it's you will find it. Practice is close to Zurich. Uh-huh. You can contact me anytime.
Okay.
And well,
your workshops so far have been in German, but if there was popular demand for English,
of course,
yeah,
of course,
you could do it in English.
That's the main thing that drives me at the moment, because people have need to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, some are not yet aware of it.
Right.
But once you get to know this method, you see that it also improves the awareness towards your own body.
Mm-hmm.
And to practice it in your family deepens the relation to the people you are doing it for.
Right.
Imagine sitting on the bedside of your old father or mother and doing a hand massage, or sitting
right
at the bedside of your child and doing the hand massage, or of your husband, of friends, whomever. And really to bring it out in the world and to let people know that there is a possibility what they can do for them.
Right.
And that they can also catch up faster with their aims in therapy. That's my main focus at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful.
And yeah. And you can just do it across the kitchen table. You know.
You can stop in the middle of dinner, you know, solve the headache, go back to eating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Or you can forget your anti-vomiting things before going on the...
Right. Oh, one thing I did want to mention, because you said that it is useful for women who want to get pregnant.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I mentioned the breathing system, the digestion system, of course, hormonal system. We have all the urogenital mm-hmm. system. And it's not only for women who cannot get pregnant. Of course, fertility is not only an issue of the woman that cannot get pregnant. Sometimes also men have problems.
Right.
So you can strengthen both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And together with it, you can help them to relax about this issue. So you relax and you strengthen at the same time,
right,
in the right way. And that's so helpful for families. It takes out so much tension and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, this has been wonderful. Any other thoughts or comments you have? We'll put up a link to your website. If people have questions,
mm-hmm.
they're going to post at that commentary. And so if you could, I'm going to send you the link if you could occasionally check it.
Of course,
I will.
With pleasure.
Too.
With
okay.
pleasure.
Okay.
So everything in English and German. So, well, French is a bit not so good, but give it a try.
Well, actually, all of our French, all of the French-speaking subscribers we have speak English too. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's good news.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, it's been great. Thank you again very much. Thank you for joining me on the Soleri Report.
Thank you very much.